have y'all.
Blog Talk Radio.
Suleiman Bey, the morning drip on Blog Talk Radio. We live in the wreck. Hope y'all is well with y'all this morning. And we'll get into some things this morning. Our main topic will be that business fundability, how to put that money in your wallet. You heard Samuel, what's in your wallet? Yeah, we're going to figure it out, man, how to put some money into our wallet. You see, there's no big secret, but it is, and it's not hard. Of course, we're going to get into some other empowering thoughts and topics just on the knowledge of self. And we definitely go through that. I hope y'all all well out there. Hope y'all all in your positions. Are getting to where you need to be. Hope you're all spiritually grounded and sound, medicated, whatever it is. Got you going this morning. I hope that you made it safe here, man. Be industrious. Now, don't forget to check us out at Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group 2. Our Instagram link, we have a lot of stuff on there. When you go to Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, that's just the legal information for us to get at you for whatever. When you go to Instagram, you'll see a lot of the do-it-yourself kits and books like e-books like that where you can purchase and make stuff happen for yourself and templates and stuff we have together. So we'll go there. And then also don't forget to hit us up at health.info. That's health.info. That's the word health with the dashes .info. And that's for donations. That's for the nonprofit 501c3. And any donations you do, especially if you do a large donation, $200 or more, fully tax, 100% tax deductible. You'll send you a receipt, and you can write that off. So, you know, a lot of times, if you purchase something through us, you could purchase it through that vehicle. You could just make a donation. And then that way, what you purchased, you will be getting back. So you haven't paid for nothing. It's a tax deductible. You made a donation to the nonprofit. So just understand that. Also, hit us up at Supernatural Galleries, supernaturalgalleries.com. That's supernaturalgalleries.com. That's for your NFT tokens and your super coin. We got the S-Gala, coin, and the token and the super coin. Catch us there. Don't forget to check us out at Miss Tay Bay got her line, her feminine hygiene line, over at queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net. And Queen Kitty at Instagram, at Queen Kitty. So check that out also, too. And fellas, you know, you can get some of that for you. For your lady friend or whatnot. Let's go through there and get some, you know, tighten up a little bit. All right. So, business fundability. And I just wanted to say, I was looking over some papers before we just really get into the super, get into the depths of the topic. I was just looking over some papers. And I was just seeing how just unaware we are. That's what this all ties down to. I was looking over some questions that was posed, and it's just it's not mind-boggling because I know. I've been there. It's the same. Like, we don't understand the difference between personal and private. And then a lot of times people ask questions, they'd be both of them conjoined. You know, this is a business, a place of business over here, all right? So you got to understand that everybody is doing business. So if you want to do business, you got to understand how the business model was set up, is set up, so you can use it to your advantage. If you don't understand how the business model is set up, then that means you're just a consumer and you're just paying the price. The joke's on you, you're paying the ticket. And that's what it comes down to. Who's paying the ticket? Right? So we're trying to build wealth. We're trying to protect our assets. How do you do that? Okay? So, let's go back a little bit. understanding that the United States is a corporation. Well, the corporation has to have a charter, some kind of bylaw, some kind of constitution that it has to follow in order to function. Because it being artificial, it can't do business and trample on the rights of the people that are natural to the land. Always remember that. So that brings us to the Constitution. Now, that document is set up for, it's a public servant document. It's set up for servants, employees, employers, the corporations. It's set up for the servants and people that are bound by oath and affirmation. Right. So some of us be saying, oh, I'm a party to the, no, you're not a party to the Constitution. The Constitution protects you from them. It protects them from you or whatever. You understand? It protects you from them because it's something that they have to follow. They took an oath and affirmation to it. You did it. That's what they have to uphold. The thing about it for you is it is so divinely prepared that if you understand it, then you can keep them to their oath and affirmation, make sure they're doing what the hell they're getting paid to do. Mm-hmm. Not what they want to do. As Moors, as law abiders, we understand the law, the supreme law of the land, and we make sure it's enforced. That way, we're not being harmed by these artificial corporations who are extorting and robbing the people. So, a lot of us have been told a lot of lies. And the reason you're not getting funded, the people are asking questions about, well, how you get funded. You get funded for business the same way. Your status correction don't got nothing to do with how you get funded for business. Hell, you could be another artificial person and get funded for business. You know, you got to know how to set a business up. And that's the school that we didn't go to. So that's where we come in here, the information that you get in here. That's why tapping into the Legal Empowerment Group 101, tapping into the Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, getting the information that you could get, setting up a meeting so you could talk and find out some things. And don't be afraid to splurge. Man, I see people tricking. People out there listening to be tricking all the time in more ways than one. Just blowing money fast in more ways than one. Start seeing what you're giving away a month and put one of those trick sessions away that you give. That's what I call it. Every time you're blowing money, you're giving it to other people. Instead of keeping it in your pocket, making it work for you, you're tricking. So you know, quit tricking with McDonald's and all the little fast food places. They're taxing you everywhere. So everywhere you go, you're paying the taxes. You need to understand how to keep some money with yourself so you can put it into the right places and make something happen. So how do you set up for the business fundability? Okay, one, we just said it, understanding that the Constitution is a construct set up for servants and public officials, public officers who take oaths and affirmations. So it teaches everything about business and all that is in there, property rights, everything. It's all in there for the corporation. So you need to hold them accountable. That's what you need to do. You need to hold them accountable to their oaths. Now, the next portion of it is you. Understand, okay, well, why, when I set up business, I can't get no money? Well, for one, you've been blackballed. So that's one. So since you've been blackballed, you can't come as black. So one thing you might want to do, okay, if you got the money to buy a place in the hood, well, don't put a black face in there then. You could be black owned, put a face in there just people go love and accept. Yeah. The whole time you think it's the European store, the whole time it's mine. It's been there for 30 years. You think the Chinaman's own it. But the whole time I own it. You see? Okay. That's what you gotta understand, that part. Okay. Now, when you got your business started as blacks, All we focus on is, let me get this EIN, I'm just going to go get it. So some people go to the state, some people don't. Some people don't use the state. Okay, this is for the people who use them, who are trying to get funded through the state and, you know, go through that process and be inside the public system, the United States system. Okay? So how do you set yourself up for funding? Okay. For one, you got to understand what goes into it. What are they looking for? What's been holding you back? We just mentioned black. black has been holding you back. So what does that mean? How can you avoid that? Okay, so first you want to check out your situation, your area, where you live at. Okay, that's definitely, demographics plays a big role. That's definitely keeping you back. Because if you're applying for something in a poor area, then you go get a poor response. So you got to have a proper address, a proper business front, for one. Okay, nowadays they have virtual offices. Okay, that's a good start for you. You want to get in the prominent area, prominent address, okay? Affluent, okay? That's what you want to do. That's one, okay? Business email, not johnsally@gmail. You need to get a business email through business.com. You don't need to be a real professional, a business email, okay? That's what you need to get. Those are just a couple things, right? Now, like I said, this don't have nothing to do with people that ask questions about statuses. To get funded for business, you need to know how to set a business up, man. That's what you need to do. Your paper game need to be immaculate. Your paper game together, these are supposed to give you what you want, because guess what? Everything is on paper. Yeah, everything is credited and debited through a paper system. There's no real substance being exchanged, only promissory notes and stuff to that effect. So you got to understand what kind of system you're in and what's going on so you could barter. Okay, so you got your business email. Okay, of course, you got to get your EIN and all that. Okay, you registered with the state, all that. Code is important, you guys. That's how they discriminate through the zip codes. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you live in Compton, yeah, you need to put an address in Beverly Hills. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Yeah, well, if you live in the slums, you need to put you need to get an address, and not a house address. You need to get a physical address. Because when you apply with Dunn's and all them, then people check. When people pop up, then people call. That's what brings me to your phone number. Many people have phone numbers to their cell phone. Now, that's your practice, that's your practice. But you need to have landline. You need to have, you know, real business phone answered, physically answered, especially for Dunn's and Bradstreet. You need a physical phone with somebody answering. And for the people out there that's already had business started and you got them at, you know, you set them up at your home and stuff like that, what you do is when your money right for you to get to a virtual address, a virtual office, a prominent address, what you do is you set that up and you'll make the home address the secondary address and you'll make the new address, the virtual one in the prominent area, your primary address. That way we report it to the credit bureaus as such. So you got two addresses. It's more better for business because it looks more bigger. You got a primary location and a secondary location. Look like business is expanded. So that's also good. It's a lot of stuff that people need to understand, like the banking system, depositories. The banks are a depository. What does that mean? Well, you got to deposit money. That's how they're making getting their money. Your transactions. So, yeah, I mean, you just got 30, 40, 50,000, 10,000, 5,000, whatever it is, just sitting in the bank. You ain't getting no interest off of it, 2%, 3%. What you ever going to do? You can't even flip that in your lifetime. So you need to make it do something. That's the depository. So every day, so let's say you got that money. Let's say you got a nest. Let's say you got a stash and you're working with something, but you don't put it in the system. Well, when you start doing business, you need to put some money in the system, right? So what you'll do, you just start off real slowly. You start your little system real slowly, 30 days. You know, go put your little change in there. And you put your $50 a day in there. You ain't tripping. And then in the second month, 60 days, go put you $75, $100 a day, whatever, $75. And then the third month, go put $100 a day. Guess what that shows? That's a pattern. That's a pattern of growth. People, they're into scales, graphs. Yeah, show me the money. That's a growth. It might seem small to you, but it's a growth nonetheless. You went from $50 a day. That's what you went to. From that's $1,500. Yeah, that's what you went from to 75. Oh, now you done went up. You done went up now. So now what's the next step? Then you went up to $100 a day. In 30 and 90 days, you went from $50 a day putting in from your business account to 75. The next month, you start putting the $75 up a day in the account. And then the third month, you put up $100 a day. The bank see that. So what you going to do? So you can go apply for a loan? You can go apply for a loan. That's how they look at your records anyway. Most people look at them 90 days to 6 months. Yeah, go apply for a little small loan. They're going to deny you more like, that's cool. They'll tell you to keep it up, but they see that. So now you're just setting up for the big okey-doke because now you knowing that, you would just that was your trial run. That was your test. That was just to get the system prepared for what's coming. You didn't want to just overload it at once because they were going to deny you anyway if you just put a lot all at once. They still want to see a pattern, a system. So you just did it like that. Boom. Now you just go in. You okay? You stopped at 100? Okay. Now you go keep up that. You go put up that 100, 125, huh? Then 150, 100, 175, or 200. Yeah. Now when you go back, you could be able to get some. You can show growth for 6 straight months. Who don't want to jump on that lick? Man, for 6 straight weeks, this football team or this basketball team covered the money. For 6 straight weeks, you thinking like, man, I should have jumped on a couple weeks ago. This is just a go-down in time. So now everybody want to get on until they fall off. See, they want to get on. So you want to put them deposits in there. You want to manipulate the system. You want to manipulate the system. You know, they got a lot of companies out there. They go look at your bank, and they give you credit cards right now and they give you capital. Business capital based off nothing but your bank account. So if you just got a bank account sitting there, ain't nothing going on inside of it, but you got a business and you think that's going to work, that ain't going to work. You need to, it need to be functioning. It need to be showing some rhythm in there. It need to be showing some deposits. It need to be showing some money. They're going to get that to you. And most of them want an average of, they want to see an average of $10,000 a month for 3 months. Okay? They want to see that. They want to see that you made $10,000 a month for 3 months, and they give you some money. So if you 1 month, you could have made 20. The other two, you might make 5. You need to average out to $10,000 a month for 3 months. And that's how you get to how you start getting your business funding up. Okay, so now you got to report. You got to set yourself up with Duns and Bradstreet. You got to set yourself up with NAB. Because these are business people, experience. You got to set yourself up because they're dealing with vendors, which is what I'm gonna get to on what they call basically the trade references or trade lines. Okay, the people that you're doing businesses with. Okay, now it's easy to know about it or see them out there, but do you know the multitude of companies? Do you know how to put them on to your account? Those type of things. That's of most importance because your trade references, your vendors are everything. Your vendors are supposed to tell the story on what you working with, how you pay, you know, what you moving. That's what your vendors go show. So if your vendor's showing good, that you're spending money, that you borrowing money, borrowing products, and that you're paying for it on time, and on time in the so-called black community, on time does mean as long as it's not late. And some of us, that means even long as it's not past the extended time they give us, fine us, or they go, yeah. So, no. On time means before the invoice. So let's say you put in an order today. Let's say you put in an order today, and let's say you want to have it paid within a week. Yeah, you want to have that in the mail, you want to have it paid. So you might got a your account is net 30, which means you on your business profile, you have accounts where you could pay them in 30 days, a net 55 days, whatever, net 60 days, whatever. But most of them be 30 days where you could pay them. So you could run it up. But see, that's the problem that we got. We don't understand to run it up. We think running it up means somebody give us a $5,000 credit card, we go run it up to $5,000. But now you can't pay it back. Now it's just sitting there all that time. And they would have gave you more if you would have been responsible. So you should have took that $5,000. You should have went and spent you $100, $200. Yeah, I said it. They say spend 10%. It would have been $500. It was me about $250. out that 5 grand. You can go spend about 250, and when you spend that 250, have that money in your pocket, that 250 in your pocket within 5 days. Send it off in the next 5 days and put it in the mail to them. And you do that for 60, 90 days, 6 months, and I guarantee you they'll flip that money for you. Yeah, they'll give you some more money. You're showing responsibility. Yeah, I don't want you using nothing. You want to use a low percent. Go spend $200 off of that. Go spend something for $200. Something that's what you're buying for your business for $200. And then pay that little $200 right off. Boop. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how you do that. That's how you build up. You're on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drill for Suleiman Bey. I hope all y'all well out there. Don't forget to tap into us on the website at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. Also, check us out at QueenKitty.net and QueenKitty at Instagram. That's QueenKitty.net. That's for your feminine hygiene products. That's for Miss Tay Bay. And also, for your NFT tokens and your coins, don't forget to check us out at SupernaturalGalleries.com. We've got the S-Gala coin and token, and then the Supercoin. So you can go check out, go through there and get the information you need, do the research you need so you can be an early investor if that's what you wish to do. Don't forget to check out our donation site at our nonprofit, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. That site is at health.info. That's the word health, like healthcare. It's spelled, you have to put the dashes, health.info for your donation, small, large, in between, one time, all the time, or whatever. It takes finance to uplift a nation, and we do got trucks in Cali and in Texas, and we do be dipping through the hood. Believe that. We do be jumping out. Believe that. Yeah, with the work in the back of the truck for the folks out there. Children, everything, whatever we get from the corporations, from the people making donations, we're giving it away. So help out in those causes. let's see what else. Don't forget to check us out, too, at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. So the business funding, that's the most important thing, man. It's just getting your it's more to it than that. You know, you got to put the, like I said, you got to put the trade lines on. Oh, and that's what's important for my listeners and for my clients. If any of my clients following and listening, listen. When you have those lines, trade lines put on, see, I have packages where I put multiple trade lines on there. I could get the more trade lines you got, the better, because that's more money that is on your capital file. Meaning you got 20 accounts and they all giving you $2,000. Well, you do the math. That's how much credit you got. And if you paying them back, that's going to be doubling. People will give you more and more. So if I put $50,000 on your line, if I give you $50,000 and put 10 people on there and give you $50,000 worth of credit off top. If you do business with them people repeatedly, constantly with them people, twos and twos. So you ain't got to spend a lot. They give you $2,000. Spend $100 a month with them. Spend $75 a month with them. And you do that, and they report, and they're going to give you more money, and you spend a little more with them, and you get the things that you need, man, you're going to have outstanding. People are going to be getting cards in the mail all the time, $300,000. Yeah, and then, well, yeah, $300,000. Yeah, they're offering you $300,000. And all the requirements are going to be 3 months, your bank statement's for $10,000. Mm-hmm. And they want to go look inside your bank account. That's what's going to decide it. And yeah, you might have to be in business for some time, but that's what's going to decide it right there when they go look in your bank account for the last 90 days. They want to see what you flip-flopping and bringing in. So if you've been stocking it to them, you go keep them. They might start you off with $5,000. A little small business, I might charge over $5,000, depending on what kind of company it is, $10,000, yeah, whatever, but you could be getting money that you wasn't getting before. You wasn't getting that with your personal credit, and you wasn't getting that with the model that you've been using. So they're going to give it to you. So you just, like I said, you got to set yourself up. Everything needs to be congruent. You can't have You fill out an application, you're trying to manipulate the application and put this information here, this information there. All your information needs to add up in all the agencies. It needs to all say the same thing. You need to say where your headquarters is, your addresses, phone numbers. Everything needs to add up for everybody, because when lenders go pull your file, they pull them from different sources. So everybody got to have the same information. And if every source don't have the same information, you need to make sure that they all have the same information. They all being reported the same, because anything that don't add up, if somebody pulls from that file that don't add up with the other files, then they're going to deny you. That's the black flag right there. Oh, man, there you go. Oh, no, red flag. Yeah, red flag. There you go. They're scared of you. So that's how that goes. So that's important, understanding that the Constitution is a document for the public servants, employees, employers, and, yes, artificial people instead of, but it protects you because it protects you from them. If you know what it says, if you know what they're supposed to do, then you can live by it because you make sure they live by it, and you won't be molested or harmed. I love the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali. So that's what we're going to definitely get to, because that was 30 minutes of that. That was half of the show. And I would be remiss without having a show without speaking of the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali. It came to these shores. That's what I demonstrate under. That's what how I come to you today. Just from studying from that aspect and understanding who I am. So that was a question that was posed by somebody. My dad's just standing. Let me see exactly how the question was posed this morning. How to find out who I am as a son of Morocco. Well, that's just understanding your bloodline, understanding history, understanding where you are and who, and that's how you figure out who you are. Okay, so go back in yourself, trace your ancestors, trace your family. Trace your family, see who y'all was tied to. You say y'all Indians. See what's Indian. Was you Creeks? Was you Cherokee? Was you Choctaw? Which one are you? And we all part of the nation. So they recognize. You just got to get yourself recognized and proclaim. Declare who you are. You've been saying you're a Negro the whole time. The whole world believes you. You've been saying you're black. The whole world believes you. You say you colored, African-American. The world believes you, because you could be who you want to be in the world. Can't nobody tell the person who they could be. Don't you see that? But is that who you are? So if you want to know who you are, you got to study self. Because the prophet says, study, study, study. You ask me what to study, I say self. And once you have studied self well and ask me what to study again, I would say self. Yeah, you got to study yourself. So what does that mean? Not just what's in your body, your whole makeup. Where you come from? Where do you descend from? What house do you descend from? We ain't even trying to do that research. That means nothing to us. Oh, that don't mean nothing. Oh, slavery don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Man, yes, it does. What got you in bondage? Just what's keeping you down now. Mm-hmm. We spending all this money. We spending all this money, but we don't got nothing. And even the people that's flossing to you on TV don't got nothing, but the jury they got on, if they even own that. And in most of the houses, they're going to get took. Yeah, the people got them in a bind some kind of way. They'll get took through some kind of lien or mortgage or something. Mm-hmm, majority of them. Yep, I'm going to feel it for so long. And then how many people you see of our black entertainments, whether it's sports, music, or whatever, how many do you see in the life of the rich and wealthy and famous, one of them magazines or something, after they retire and years and stuff later? Do you hear anything about them? And mostly when you see them on a show or something, they don't look like they be dressed in the most modern and bling and nothing like that. They be look like they outdated, don't they? Yeah, they might got to steal a little something that they just living off of, like a retired person, but they don't just be balled out, huh? Yeah, the people take their money, man, find ways to swindle them, find what they done, uninformed. You know, we don't have no, you know, we don't understand that. So that's what we about to get into now, understanding that you got to proclaim who you are. You got a pedigree, you got a bloodline, you got a nationality. Everybody has a right to a nationality. Why? That's what they recognize. Because there's laws, there's principles, there's guidelines under that. Your nation got guidelines, got a good constitution, got a doctrine that it follows, a way that it deals with other humans, with humanity. You feel me? You are undocumented. If you're undocumented, then you don't. We don't know how you operate. You might be a tyrant, vagabond, So you might hurt us, harm us, manipulate us, and we come under the five principles. So that's how that go. So we got to get in order with that,
with ourselves. Okay, so let's see here.
We're going to go over here, and I'm going to get us a commercial break in here. Second, so I could go do a reliever session, and then I'm going to come back with the rest of the stuff. And, I got a document I'm going to read here. About the police. And I want y'all to see for yourselves to get an understanding of how important the Constitution is and how these people are. They took an oath of affirmation, all of the civil servants. They took oath of affirmation to the Constitution. Y'all need to know the Constitution. Your children need to know the Constitution. Your granny need the Constitution. Other than that, you won't know if they're doing their job, if they're out of order or not. Man, they so bogus around here, but if you know that, then you keep them in law. And when they get out of law, you hit them with that tort claim. You sue. Yeah, and you get paid. And I'm here to tell you, that's how that goes. That's how that works. So give me a second. We'll take a rest. We'll call you on the morning blog talk radio, the morning trip with Suleiman Bey. We'll be right back in a second.
And I hope you'll be enjoyed, and I am at peace of you, cause you're God. You're God. Everything I do, every word I say it to, and I have to tell you, it's a way, I can hear your heart beat. Just to see, you know there's nowhere that I'd rather be. Not ashamed to give it out to you for better words.
Okay, we will get back to it and do it. Okay. So, it's important, man. This is important, man, to hold these people to what they took an oath to. You put your hand on that Bible, and then you took an oath, an affirmation to uphold this Constitution. That's what you swore by it. Y'all know when you can be affiliated and you swear to something? Yeah, man, it's arbitrary punishment when you violate. That's right. So that's what they're doing, man. They violation, and when they violate that Constitution, the punishment is a crime called treason. When you violate that, and the punishment is death. When somebody put treason on you, and they're against that Constitution, so you need to make them uphold that. And that's how this goes. So I got a document here. I'm going to read pieces of it. And I got this from, I printed this out from some readings I was doing with Morris Heritage and History School through R.B. Ray Publications. So I'm reading this. Okay, hold on. I had that tasty in my lung. I was trying to get my nerves right, dog. Okay. Policeman. Purpose admitted by case law definition is to protect municipal corporations. Listen now. The policeman's purpose admitted by case law definition is to protect municipal corporations. Leave the natural people alone. No one ought to have to say to a municipal employee that they are a constitutionalist. The American National Constitution of 1791 is the law of the land for everyone, wherein municipal employees are bound by the oath of the union state that hires them, as any and all government and public officials must do, as well and especially judicial officers and other public servants. They are bound to protect the liberties. They are bound to protect the liberties of the people and uphold the supreme law. Any and all other hired contractors by any state are also held to the law of the land and cannot impose their private corporate policies onto the natural people. The code they use in doing so is statutes. However, statutes are not law. Judge precarium. In the civil law means a right to the thing held for another, for which there is no remedy by legal action, but only in treaty or retreat. Only in treaty or request. Note, the public servants, public officials, etc., are holding only by way of being trustees of the Moore American estate. See International Treaty of Peace and Friendship, 1787, and have been given obligations and duties as described in the Articles of the American Constitution of 1791. Go check out the Articles of Confederation, y'all. They, however, have no right of claim unless entreated to them by request and granted or permitted by the natural people, as the people are the government, whether they realize it or not. I'm going to read that part again. They, however, have no right of claim unless entreated to them by request and granted or permitted by the natural people, as the people are the government, whether they realize it or not. Let me get my glasses.
There my eyes right there, man. It really is. I be faking like these old eyes ain't seen a lot, man. I gotta get these glasses on. They been going all out. Okay. Okay, what I got.
By not realizing it is why things are so out of order, and others who do not have good intentions have taken advantage of those who suffer from a lack of knowledge. They have cheated the ancestral estate and inheritance, yet they are but occupiers on it and have no claim to it by any subdivisions of it. The people's position in law is just praeasiens. Just praeasiens in civil law is a present or vested right, a right already completely acquired. Now check this out. You don't think they're occupying the land? Well, let me go to show you. In your community, are you policed? They said they're protected, served, that you are policed in your community, right? You're kept enclosed in your community. You're scared to walk across the street in your community with anything on you or whatever, any way out of order, not for fear that people are in there because of you scared of the police. The police keep you inside your community. You, anywhere outside of that, you feel uncomfortable. Okay, so that's by what? That's by design. That's how you know you're being occupied. When you go across the tracks, when you go uptown across the tracks, they don't police them people like that. Them people out in the yard and chilling, them people don't get police like that. They're there to keep you in place. So understand this. Okay, it is so very clear that the municipal employees being private security guards called police who work for corporations that many think is government are way, way out of order and are the outlaws. They have no right to seek out, to probe, to stalk, and violate the people and the citizens, to generate finance to pay themselves, to continue to seek out, probe, stalk, and violate the people and the citizens. Such activity is human trafficking. You better listen. Where are they getting instructions to do so? In this electrifying age of information, the truth is being exposed that they are, in fact, implementing human trafficking and genocide, murdering the people as if they were stock, at their will, usually done by way of violations of the people's unalienable, constitutionally secured liberties, that is, right to travel, misclassified as commercial traffic stops under the legalities of a driver's license. However, the driving instrument is a federal program for those who are doing commerce only, pursuant to Title 49 in the first place. Traveling is a substantive right that cannot be leaned upon, as it is inalienable for the natural people. Are you a natural person? Are you an artificial person, as is meant in the 14th Amendment First Clause by definition? Corporations are persons, as that word is used in the First Clause of the 14th Amendment. That's the case, Cuyenton versus L. Turner Company versus Sanford. So, I was just reading some stuff this morning. That's commercial, commerce, motor vehicle. For one, you don't even have a motor vehicle. Do you know the definition of a motor vehicle? You don't even have a motor. You got an engine in your car. Did you know that? Do you know the difference from an engine and a motor with the definition of an engine and a motor vehicle? So the motor vehicle codes is what's keeping you in servitude, because you don't understand the language. But that's why you got to learn and understand language. Language was enslaved to people. Why do you think they gave us this language? Why do you think you speak in a bastard language that's not yours? Right. Why do you think you weren't allowed to speak your language? Why? Because communication is everything, right? That's why the uprisings in Haiti was the way they was over there, because they kept them in bigger lots over there. So over here, they broke us up more, split us out, sent us all across the country. Over there, they kept them together more. So, you know, we tighten up. We speak in our language, and then somebody in our tribe might speak a little your tribe. So we network. That's why they was able to uprise and get them up out of there. You feel me? But that's why they keep them down the way they do over there now, based upon that fact. Okay, so let me get through this real quick so we go to the lines here in a minute. These are really elementary lessons that have been shared for a while now. However, it must still be necessary to impart these truths, as too many have and are still acting, expecting something, and marching under the 14th Amendment when it is not meant for natural flesh and blood people. It is meant for artificial persons, corporations. Therefore, those who are leading under the 14th Amendment civil rights, etc., are either doing so knowing there will be no remedy, or they don't know, which means they are not qualified to lead anyone. There are but few who know what the truth is about man, and that few know that it is foolish to try to impart it to the ignorant. Although the ignorant has finished college, he is a fool right on, being trained to jump through a hoop. The longer he stays in the schools, the better he can jump, and the more vivid will he defend his jumping. And that's out of Morris literature. Okay? So it says, we bring this forward because many think the police are enforcing law. However, they are enforcing policies for the corporations that hire them, proven with the below substantive unalienable rights to liberties of the natural people as it relates to traveling, which is not the same lawfully as driving. See, they pull you over, have your driver's license, and you keep saying you're driving because you got this driver's license from the Department of Motor Vehicle. You ain't even got a motor in your vehicle. Ain't this something? You just been bamboozling and hoodwinked all around. Anyway, let's get to the rest through it so we can get more understanding. Okay, it says, proven with the below substantive unalienable rights, liberties of the natural peoples as it relates to traveling, which is not the same lawfully as driving. Everything that is lawful is legal. However, all that is called legal is not necessarily lawful. Let me say that again. Everything that is lawful is legal. So they can make a law to make something legal. They can make a law to smoke weed, to smoke drugs they want to. That makes something legal. However, all that is called legal is not necessarily lawful, because there's another law. Y'all got to remember, nature's law, God's law. That's the common law. Okay, driver. Here goes the definition of driver. Watch this. One employed in conducting or operating a coach, carriage, wagon, or other vehicle with horses, mules, or other animals, or a bicycle, tricycle, or motor car, though not a street railroad car. A person actually doing driving, whether employed by owner to drive or driving his own vehicle. Another one, the right to travel. the right, and that's the case. That case was Wallace versus Woods, the Missouri State Supreme Court case. The right to travel, the right to mode of conveyance, the right to locomotion are all absolute rights, and the police cannot make void the exercise of right. State versus Armstead. Mm-hmm. 60S 778, 779, and 781. The use of the highways for the purpose of travel and transportation is not a mere privilege, but a common and fundamental right of which the public and natural beings cannot be rightfully deprived. And that's the case, Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago. Okay. The right of the citizens to travel upon the public highways and to transport one's property thereon, either by carriage or automobile, is not a mere privilege which a city may prohibit or permit at will, but a common right which he, she has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the case, Thompson versus Smith. You heard the language, either by carriage or automobile. Okay. No state shall convert a liberty into a privilege, license it, and attach a fee to it. That's a case, a Supreme Court U.S. case, Murdoch versus Penn, 319 U.S. 105. If the state converts a liberty into a privilege, the citizen can engage in the right with impunity. Listen to that. If the state converts a liberty into a privilege, I mean they're charging you to drive, the citizens can engage in that right with impunity. You can't be molested. You can learn how to travel. Shuttlesworth versus Birmingham. 373 U.S. 262. Some of y'all right in them areas right now, and then you could be pulling up in local cases that are national cases that you can pull up, show you on the right to drive. Okay, a person driving. Remember now, we got to define person driving. Remember what driving is. That's different from traveling. An automobile cannot be stopped to see if he or she is licensed to drive, unless there is reasonable suspicion the person has engaged in criminal conduct. Delaware versus Pros, 1979 U.S. Supreme case. If the reason for pulling you over, hindering you, is because a taillight is out, that is not criminal. And once he or she informs you of that, their business with you is concluded. Thank you and have a good day is in order. Anything else is an arrest and an attempt to generate revenue. The only thing you owe to the public is due care. So that's the answer. They pull me over and they ask me to say I was speeding. I tell them thank you. Thank you for traveling with that. At that extent, you've done your duty. Yeah, I'm not under that jurisdiction. What are you talking about? And I haven't harmed nobody. And I got the right to face my accuser. There's no injured party. And I know he's working for the state to retrieve revenues. Yeah, but I don't owe him any revenues because I don't have no contract with you for your revenue grabbing. I don't have no motor vehicle license or none of that in my pocket with you. I'm not licensed with you to revenue. And by the way, as of now, my car don't have none of that on it. No plates, no registration, nothing. I already have injunction in place. I don't do none of that. I don't have to have that to travel and drive. That's a part of a whole extortion thing that they got going for the natural people. What is this? So that's what you got to get in place and understand. Yeah, if you went down to DMV, you went to a Department of Motor Vehicles, you don't have a motor in your car, you got an engine. You call it a motor, but you don't know the definition of motor to look it up to see. So you run there under, they got you this license to do trade and commerce. That's what you're doing, commercial enterprises. So they're charging you for that. So you got to have your seatbelt on, you got to turn your blinker on, you can't speed, you can't spit out the window, you can't do nothing. Anything you do, they own you. They got the rights to it. They got to fine for it. That's something that you contracted into. Now, the contract ain't no good because, full disclosure, you didn't know that it was a commercial business only, did you? Did you know that's what the DMV was for? That's what people like Uber and taxis and truck drivers and stuff like that, just for you driving your vehicle with your personal property. I don't care if you had 20 pounds of marijuana in the car. By the way, it was this Mexicano who got pulled over on the highways. He had a bunch of smoke in the car. He had a whole bunch of smoke in the car, and they pulled him over. He had no plates on the car, nothing. They pulled him over. He had no license, no registration, no nothing. That's what saved him. Just to cut it short on when I read the case, that's what saved him because he didn't have a contract with the state. They couldn't stop him from traveling with his personal property. They tried to say that he was transporting drugs. They didn't have no case for that. They didn't know this man from Adam and Eve. They didn't have nothing on him to say what he was doing. The man had a farm. Yeah, he had his marijuana, and he was traveling, and man, they had to overturn him, let him go. Yeah, yeah, they told that when that going to hit the courts. Yeah, he didn't have no contract with them. He got the right to travel, his personal property, whatever that is. He ain't harming nobody, no injured party. The state is a corporation. It's artificial. The police represent the state. How you gonna be a party to it? Ain't gonna be a witness to. You gonna testify against me too and come to court? You can't be a party to it and then testify against it. Come on, that's a conflict of interest. So that's what that comes down to. So traveling in an automobile on the public roads was not a threat to the public safety or health and constituted no hazard to the public. And such a traveler owed nothing more than due care as regards to tort for negligence. And you put a claim on him to the public, and the owner owed no other duty to the public, the state. He or she in his, her auto having equal rights to and on the roadways, highways, as horses and wagons, etc. This same right is still substantive rule in that speeding, running stop signs, traveling without license plates or registration are not threats to the public safety and thus are not arrestable offenses. Christie versus Elliott, 216. That case is and that's 1905 to 1910. Then they got the California versus Farty, 98 CED RPT 89 20 California 3D 1032 1971 Supreme Court cases. Possibly the municipal employees calling themselves police may not like their job if they are forced to follow the law and serve the people and the citizens instead of serving corporations and violating the law. They seem to like to offend the people and be tortfeasors for corporations, which equates to generating finances with gross disregards of the people's liberties. Why they and the corporations play a cat-and-mouse game hiding behind each other. That's all you see them out there on the highways and byways, waiting to pull somebody over and extort some fees out of you on the highway, waiting to pull somebody over. And you fit the best description. It's extorting fees, tort fees is for corporations. So what you do is you keep them in law, you understand that what they're supposed to uphold, and you make sure that you're on the right side, and then you put your tort feesers on them every time they violate you, and you get paid fees, and you bust them upside the head every time they violate you and your family. You get put that fee on them, that fee, that claim, that $1,000 here, that $10,000 here, that $5,000 here, and they leave you alone and get out the way. And you understand why they doing it. You see how much funds they making because you see it coming into your own house. Oh, that's all I got to do because they go violate you all the time. Somebody go violate you all the time, and you just hit them with that fee. Yeah, you have your stuff put in place where you can hit them with that fee schedule, and it's already in place with the state. It's already on file, and you're in your file that this is what you're charging for them violating that namesake, and you the authorized rep of that namesake because it's all in the public. It's all artificial, so you go play the artificial game with them. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Hey, don't forget to tap into us at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com, SupernaturalGalleries.com for the S-Gala coin, the Super Token. And don't forget to tap into us at health.info. That's health-e-h-e-a-l-t-h-info. And don't forget to go to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, too, for your do-it-yourself kit and those type of things. Let me grab a couple of calls on where the other caller went off. I do got one on here, 251-206-9466. You on today, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey.
What up, Mo?
Islam, Mo. Peace and love. What's good with you?
You know me, working, man. Trying to get on with you on so I can get my family life straight.
That's right. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Got to get them straight first. Get me and them straight first. So when I get me and them straight,
You tell them you need their help. You tell them why you out working, bringing them home. You need them to be studying. You need them to be reading this stuff and studying so they can help speed you up and enlighten you, man. You can put the piece together for them.
Yeah.
You know, from the young ones to the old ones, man. Have them study in package, man. Have them go get package, man. Tell them to go a good place to get some books, man. Go to RV Bay Publications, man, and get them little books and pamphlets they got, man. They're a good price, man, a good bargain, man. They're a lazy but tight. And let them sit at home and read and study and feed it back to you. Entice the kids. the two of them to read them. And, you know, even if you got to give them a little entitlement, say, hey, man, I'll give you a couple of dollars, read this book, and write me something about it, or sit down and tell me about it when you're done. So you get into them, and they start knowing and start asking questions. You feel me?
Yeah, I guess
that's how you do it. So you keep your library, and them little pamphlets cost $3, $5, $10. You can spend $30, $40 with RV Bay Publications, man, and get you seven and eight pamphlets. Teach you how to travel, how to drive, all the civic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff you can't cover in one show that the brothers want to know, that's all y'all got to do, man. You go to rvbaypublications.com, man. They got a good outlet on the books, man. A good outlet on the books. There's other sources out there, too, but for the price and for the information that they're going to get.
I spent $30 with them today.
Yeah, RV Bay Publication. I'll send the link over to you, man, so you can go in there and get that, man.
You feel like I need my son in the read to give it to me.
Yeah, that's what you need him to do.
No, I ain't got no problem.
Yep.
I ain't got no problem getting him some extra.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I have mine do, man. Read or watch on YouTube every day on something like that. Yeah, Dan Calloway or something like that, man. People just teaching about indigenous and aboriginal. Dan Calloway good on YouTube too. You know, a lot of people doing different stuff, man. A lot of different.
When we got off the phone with you, they were talking about them dudes. One of the most, see, y'all been looking at one of them, I subscribed to his page already.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Dan Calloway. If you want to listen, Dan Calloway go teach you about the Aboriginal, the Indian stuff. If you want to hear a lot more stuff, I listen to like Jonah Bay. Y'all listen to Jonah Bay stuff. Give you a lot of stuff. There's a lot of different people. Like, I'm not saying nobody's name just because I might don't know people's name or whatever, just people that certain ones I know, you know, there's links out there.
Yeah.
And those links, of course, link to the other links, you know. Yeah, man, that's it, man. So that's it. So now, just stay tuned in, man. I'm about to wrap it up for the day. Just stay tuned in, man. I'll be back on tomorrow, man, with some more news that we can use.
That's for sure, Mo. You know we're going to be here.
Okay, and I'll send that link to
you seen the little text I sent you about what they wanted to hear?
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to get on some of that right now.
Okay, I just making sure. You told me to send it. I got what they wanted to hear.
Yes, sir. It's good. I'm going to get on it right now. So peace and love.
All right, peace and love, Mo.
Okay, Mo. Okay, so yeah, so we had one caller today, so I got that in. I'm going to go in a little more and just get down some of this, answer some of these questions that the brother had. If you have some more, you can just text them in and I can get to them. So also we would like to know if when we change our status, how is the funds available for business loans? When you change your status, how is funds available? So you ask them, like, questions about different like remedies or something, like a funds available for, let's deal with that, funds available for business. Let's deal with that part first. Okay. Funds available for business are available for you now. We just went through that on the show. We just explained how to set your business up for fundability. Although we didn't go into great depths, it is things that you have to set up. It is reasons why you're not getting any funds right now, even though you've been doing business, you got your business set up, you got a couple of little dollars in the bank, you got a little bit in the debit card or one little credit card, you know, you got a little Lowe's account or whatever, you got a couple accounts, you might got a little Paydex score, 78, 80 or whatever, but you still can't get no financing. That's because your business is not set up right. You know, you got to set your business up right. You know, got to know the, you know, you got to do the what tools to use and what moves to make, and that's what it comes down to. And a lot of times, like I say, there's a lot of companies out there. It takes research out there. There's a lot of companies that will extend your business credit. Some of them give little, some of them give a lot. So what our company does, we put those companies on your business. If you want to know how to get some business loans quick, then you need to leave your information at our company and you need to be ready to spend you some money to get you some lines put on. and it's not much, you got to spend a donation. You got to make a donation and get you some lines put on. And by you making a donation, you're going to get a write-off. You'll get a tax write-off. Man, donate to the community. Donate to help the community, and you're going to get a tax write-off. And then we're going to make sure that you get the information that you need to get business funded. I mean, that's simple. That's simple. Because you go anywhere else, you go be charged, and you go pay for it like I had to do in the beginning. You go pay for it. You go pay for it severely. So it cost me $8,500 to give you what I'm going to give a person for a fraction of that. Man, not even close to nothing like that. Man, I wish I could be charging like that. It might come a day like that, you know, charge the corporation. But this is about information. That's what this is about. And it costs to get information. You got to pay for information from different sources. Even going to the Law Library of Congress, it costs. You got to get a subscription. So many pages, you got to pay for different pages. If it's a couple pages, it might be free. If the more pages, you got to pay for each page. So it costs for people to bring you some news. It costs. So that's what it's about, getting that understanding. And that's what we're talking about, investing in yourself. Like, what does that mean? When I put lines on my clients' accounts and you don't spend money with the people that I put on your account, then you're doing an injustice to yourself. Because the bottom line is they're not going to report you till you spend money with them. Your line is not reporting. You need to spend money with them. And the more you spend money, the more credit they're going to give you. So then that means the more credit you get in, the more money the people going to offer you. The more credit cards going to come in the mail for business. And business credit is 10 times to 100 times more than regular credit. You got a $1,000 credit card right now. What do you think they're going to give you for your business? But you got to have your stuff together. So a lot of times people try to avoid, you know, paying people. Oh, I could do it myself. You might can do certain things yourself. It's a process of that. If you want it right now, you got to pay somebody. And there's people to charge more than others. You know, I'm just a starting company. You know, I give it to you for the blessing. Because I got other things going on. I give it to you for the blessing. But I do got a servant is worthy of his hire. You know, worthy of his hire. You know, I'm paying for information, so I got to be compensated. You know, but it's definitely not steep at all. It's definitely well worth it for the other person, but the other person is getting it way more. I can charge less because more people go pay for it, but I had to pay way more for it. Yeah, I'm going to put the line straight on there for you. Man, you're going to be able to, in the first year, first 6 months, all you got to do is follow the techniques. Follow the techniques, what I gave. Spend money with the people. Yeah, just like with the bank, spend money with the people. Pay them fast. Spend money with the people. Pay them fast. Got 10 accounts on your business line, spend with all 10 of them. That's right, every month. Find a way. Your business is supposed to be booming. Find a way to spend something with everybody every month. Get it reporting, get it cracking, and pay everybody every month early, 2 weeks ahead of time. You're going to be the man. And then you're going to figure out that it ain't about you spending the whole lot. It's about spending and being responsible with your spending. Because remember, your spending is based off borrowing, your borrowing power, and being responsible with your spending so they can give you more to spend. See, they want you to hold on to that. It's getting charged interest and stuff. They want you to hold on to that money. Mm-hmm. They want to put it in your pocket. You spend responsibly. That's a good banker I got. I got a good banker there. If I could give you my money for you to hold and give it to you at interest and you spend it wisely, where I don't have to worry about you defaulting on what I gave you, that's good. I can give you everything you want. Man, you need four of them? Here you go. Man, you take care of that four? Sure. Okay, you need six? Okay, you take care of that six? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I know what I'm talking about out there. Yeah, I gave you 12, or you can take care of, I give you 24. You see how it goes, you know. But then as soon as you get hesitant and start paying on time, those are patterns. Those are demonstrated. I got to look at that. Oh, no, bro. Man, bro, you know I'm good. I'm in, bro. But shit, you done went from, you know how it go. So that's how they looking at it in the business world. If you on pace and you keep it moving, they're going to keep pumping it to you. They're going to keep pumping it to you. When you showing slow signs, I mean, it shows. It's a pattern. It shows how you paying. Oh, you ain't paying up. That's why they got all these statistics they've done in Bradstreet. on what's going to get you business funding. They know in your field and where you live and all this stuff that it's low, as a high percent chance that you ain't going to pay, you ain't going to pay a time, that you go default, that you go close down. They know all this. So you got to beat those odds. You got to be straightened up, and you got to do everything way above board. Just like they said, being black, you got to do stuff. You got to be three times better than the European at trying to get a job, and you still might get it. So you got to understand what you're up against. That's what this is all about. Okay? So setting it up. So that's the first part about it. The business funding don't have nothing to do with it when you correct your status. When you correct your status, listen, folks, when you correct your status, your main job is supposed to be to put torch suits to suit on the corporation for the injuries that has been done to you, yeah, in your image and likeness. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's how you get your reparations, your 40 acres and a mule, times 100, times 200, times 300, how many people in your whole family tree. You don't care what they lot is in life. And what I mean by what they lot is in life, you don't care if they on crack, crank, you don't care if they sweet, soft, hard, you don't care about none of that. None of that had nothing to do with their birthrights or their inheritance. They got a birthright and a blood inheritance just like you. That's your kinfolk. So they got a right, too. They've been harmed and injured, too. Maybe if they weren't harmed and injured, they wouldn't even be the way they is and what they're going through. Did you think about that? Because we all in the same shit together going through it based off of that. So we're trying to get a reparation for everybody as a whole. That way you could get your claim and be a tribe in a nation that's recognized by these people like your ancestors was. This blood is soaked in the soil with our ancestors. So you could be recognized and you could have your reparations and you could have your land. Yeah, because there's 1,000 of y'all. You could get your equal land out there. Yeah, because there's plenty of land that's out there that's open as ours. You one of the 5 civilized tribes. Come on now. You know you're Cherokee, Choctaw, Seminole. Yeah, come on now. Creek. Come on now. You know you're one of the 5 tribes. Come on now. You probably got a couple strands in you. It's all in your DNA. But it's about who are you. You're asking who you are. That's who you are. You one of the 5 civilized tribes. Tap into that. So that's how that part goes. So that's how, like I said, if you want to find out about that, what that means to be a, one of those, and not be black, look at the McGirt versus Oklahoma case. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Look at the McGirt versus Oklahoma case from 2020. You see that they can't charge you like that. Go back to 1789 to 1790 and look at the South Carolina legislature. Look at the Sundry Free Moors Act. Look that up. Sundry, S-U-N-D-R-Y, Free Moors Act. Look that up. South Carolina legislators. Look why they don't want to be arrested and tried as a Negro, the Negro laws. Why was the Negro law so different to what they wanted to get tried under? What was the laws of the regular citizen? So that makes you understand that it's 2 flags. What is the laws under that flag? You pledge allegiance to one, why you don't pledge allegiance to the other one? The other one might protect you. It's just sitting up there waving in the classroom. You were just singing a song, then you went to the cafeteria, you walked around and had the same 2 flags in the cafeteria. We didn't understand that. So that's what this is about. That's what we're trying to get understanding about all this. So the first part of that was about, also I would like to know if or when we change our status, how is funds a better for business loan? And your status correction, that's a private matter. This going on public record. You know, let's get in your private house in order. And you're making a public record of that. Who you are, understanding that everything is artificial. So you got an artificial entity. You can make up artificial entities as you go. That's what each business is. It's an artificial entity. It's a person. A business is a person. So you go create other persons, businesses. Every time you want to protect your person, your natural person, you create an artificial person, an entity to protect it. You put assets in entities. That way when somebody come after you, you got stuff put away in your in an entity trust. That's right. You don't own anything. You don't own anything. You just control it. You just control it. You let it move. You put trustees in place. Nobody can take nothing from you because you understand you can't take nothing with you. So why would you put own anything that somebody could take from you when you can't even take it for yourself? Yeah, so you just utilize these things. These things are instruments. These things are to be used while you're here on this ground. So why do you think the real people with wealth, they don't floss it like the people with so-called riches with Play-Doh money, with Monopoly money do? See, people with Monopoly money put on all kinds of diamonds and stuff, but people that's wealthy have diamonds put up in a vault, up in an encasement, up in a pouch. Yeah, people that with wealth have gold put away somewhere. in a trust, gold and silver put up in a trust, and they're giving out gold and silver certificates when they do big business, when they do business with people, and they send the gold and silver to people when they want to, or the diamonds and the fine jewelry and stuff like that. But ignorant people that have fool's gold running around with stuff on top of them, on their hands and stuff. Now, I'm not saying that people that got that don't have those other things in place, but I'm saying the image that's been portrayed and put out there is that this is it, this is what goes on. Now, the people that's wealthy got watches on that cost more than the people that you see that bling-blinging. And then you go look in the Rob Report. If you're familiar with the Rob Report, you could subscribe to the Rob Report and see all kinds of luxury in there. You could see watches in there that blow your mind. If you was to guesstimate how much it costs, you wouldn't even know. You could look at clothes in there. If you was to guesstimate how much they cost, you wouldn't even know. If you saw them with me on, you'd be like, what dude got on right there? But guess what? Another wealthy person could smell it. Another woman or something could smell it and see what you got on, what type of pants you got on, what type of jeans you got on, what type of shoes you got on. They know that you bossed up. You in some high class, some high caliber fabrics. Yeah, some high-end wear to cost way more than that stuff that people out there wearing that's out there flossing. Got on a watch that they don't even got diamonds in it. Got on a watch that's so exclusive, so luxurious that you can't even see it. Look at the Rob Reports. Look at it. Put an outfit together in the Rob Report and see how much it costs. And you're like, man, that's just a normal. If I see somebody with that on, I wouldn't even know. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Because you're not seasoned to know. You wasn't trying to know. Your economic upbringing, your training not to know. So we think what's good is good, but it's not. So that's what we got to do. We're just trying to put all our ducks in a row so we can maintain. So the status part, like your status is you putting people on notice. You proclaim into the world, just like the European doing, what you celebrating for on July 4th. That was what they did, 1776. They showed you the example. You quit celebrating and do it yourself. Get off your ass. Who you waiting for? You keep sitting back just celebrating for somebody else every year. They showing you the blueprint. You don't even study. They showing us the blueprint every 4th of July. This is what they did to free themselves. They proclaimed. They did the Declaration of Independence. We're declaring that we are independent because y'all are holding us down. Our government is holding us down, and they separated themselves from their people, from their mother nation. Their mother nation got the red, white, and blue flag. They separated themselves and declared their independence. So why you can't declare your independence and be free? They gave us the blueprint. We celebrated every year with them on July 4th. What about your independence? They proclaim that, man, anytime a government is keeping you in tyranny and keeping you down and won't let you have the life, liberty, and the pursuit of the freedom and justice is prescribed to you by God and nature, then you got the right to do it on your own and be independent. That's what they put in the preamble and all that. So they put that forth. Boom, brought it together. Not the preamble, but that's how they brought their union together. And say, hey, man, we got the right. Man, this is the United States, man. We together, man. We got this right, man. We got to be held down by the crown no more, paying all these tithes and tributes. And that's what they did. They got their freedom. So they was backed. So you got to go study that and study how they was backed, who backed them. Then find out who you are and in conjunction to that. And then that's how you see is plenty stuff in play and plenty laws in force that protects you. See, they got laws that keep them in place too, but they got also laws for you, as this being your ancestral state, as being a Moor. See, you got to go study 1492. You got to, because that's when they say Christopher Columbus got here. But what else happened in 1492? See, that's when the Moors was expelled out of Spain. Is it all of a sudden that Christopher Columbus pops up over here? Why he couldn't come over here before? Would it have something to do with because the Moors was in power, he couldn't come over here? What does Moor mean? Does that mean Moor navigate the seas? Is that the reason that they circumnavigated the globe and paved the way for everybody using the North Star, Venus? Okay, but people don't want to be Moors. They don't want to be Moors, but they use the Moors for the transatlantic trade slave. If you go study history, the people that got expelled out of Spain got to use, the ones that wasn't killed got to use for the transatlantic slave trade, which is here. They got brought over here. So where did they bring them from? Was they from Spain? Well, some of them might have been born there, but was they from there? Or was that just a part of their dominion? It was. It was an annex. It was a part of their dominion. Just like where they brought them to come work as slaves was another part of their ancestral estate. because they had already founded this 10 to 12,000 years before Columbus and anybody came over here. Before any of our ancestors came over here, the Moabites had already established the terrain, 3630. That's where the Confederate states are right now. All the states that they took dominion of was allowed to incorporate. You know, Block Talk Radio, the morning group of Suleiman Bay. Check me out at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. Also, don't forget to go to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself hookups. Got a lot of information on there. Leave your information at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. Leave information. We'll tap into you with anything you hear in the broadcast or the episodes and archives. Go over to health.info. That's health-e-a-l-t-h.info for your donation to the Health Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity organization. We got a chapter in Texas, and we got a chapter in California, and we have trucks in both, and we do work in the community when we get donations. We do drive it like it's hot. Believe that. We do drive it like it's hot and make it get to the people in the places they need it most. So you will see us pulling up in a hood near you and just getting out the trunk with it. Major distribution. That's how it goes down. Yeah, we don't ask for it. We get it. So if you want to hook up with us on we got some NFT tokens and a super coin. You could get pre-IPO on the super coin, the super token right now, the S-Gala coin token. That's at supernaturalgalleries.com. Go to supernaturalgalleries.com. I mean, get in now. And you can see the fluctuation on the coin in the private. Get in now. So when it goes public, you could be a benefactor. Anybody that goes in now and leaves some information at legalempowermentgroup101.com, and we'll send you, you download the trust wallet, the white one with the blue shield, and I'll send you over some free S-Gala tokens. So that's anybody who link in with us through one of our channels. Don't forget to go to Feminine Hygiene. Fellas, listen, I got some tightening gel in there. You know, I don't mean to be lewd, but they got some tightening gel in there, man. You know, whoop, whoop. Hey, man, you want to be able to get in, man. It'll be hard to get in and crack the safe, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. You know, if I had that thing right, man, bring back memories. Back down memory lane. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. So go to queenkitty.net for that. That's Queen, K-I-T-T-Y, and queenkitty at Instagram for that. So those are some of the vehicles for y'all to catch up with us. Don't forget at the health.info, that's health, spell out the word health, like healthcare with the dashes in between each letter, .info, and that's the donation. We do a one-time donation, a monthly, yearly, whatever. And you do a WAP one, and we can get that back in the tax deduction for you. So it's like you just gave it. That's how they do it. You ought to know that when they be giving, well, this person donated. Oh, yeah, that was a tax write-off. Yeah, they donated it. Mm-hmm, a donation. Mm-hmm, 100% tax deductible. So you get 100% tax deductible. The bigger you put it out, the receipt to print out to you, get that receipt, and file it with your taxes, man, get that money right off right there. So that was a freebie. So that's how that goes. So, let me get back on. I was finishing off some of this other document, too, and then I had to go in and that read on the status stuff. So that was basically it. The status is just correcting commercial side and stuff, because over here everything is commerce. It's public. Everything is artificial. And if you're definitely flesh and blood, and you need to know that the corporations are violating you and that you have redress and you can get your remedy. You need to correct your status. They need to know who you are. You need to put people on notice who you are. You're not asking them anything. Don't think that the process involves you asking somebody for something. It doesn't. The process is a move one step full-fledged forward. It helps you to become free yourself, who you are. That's what it is. It just blocks out everything that's been done to you. Voter registration, all the DMV, Social Security. You want to void all that stuff, you know, void all the contracts. So that's what this comes down to. I thank y'all today. We went extra time today. because I had the brothers call in. Don't forget, y'all got to get the Constitution. You got to have, like, Black for Law books in your house. You got to have the Organic Constitution, the 1791. You got to have John Bouvier's Law Dictionaries, foreign law books and stuff. Some of this stuff might cost for a set $300 or $400. Good law dictionary might cost you $75 to $100+, depending on the edition. The older edition, the better. When I mean older, I mean like from the first to the fourth editions, cool. They have some in between, but you'll see that they start changing the language. A lot of stuff was, the common law is old, so the older, the better that you get the dictionaries as far as language. So you can start coming up to speed and getting an understanding of what they're saying and what they're not saying when the quickest possibility. Politicians talk. So once again, like I said, I want to thank you all for sliding through. I couldn't do it without you. I hope y'all go through them forums and check us out, man. And like I said, it takes finance to raise a nation to bring you the information it costs, man. Y'all put them donations in. Help out, man. We go to church and all this stuff all the time. We help out. What does it get us? I remember I was going to a church. My great-great auntie was a member, the eldest member there. And she passed away, and I got put out of her house. They put me out of her house, and her house is down the street from the church. And I had to go stay in a motel, me and my family, and the church put us in a motel. And my great-great auntie was the oldest elder there. That means she had put money in the pot longer than anybody. And the same church fund they had since I was young was still being there asking for money about rebuilding the church that they never built. And when we went to go get a voucher, you know how long they gave us a voucher for me and my family, for me and my son and my ex-wife at the time? For 3 days. God prayed. That was a good for 3 days. But shoot, we've been in that church all our life. We're praying. They're supposed to come up with something, put a fund together. They're supposed to find the 3 days. What am I going to do after 3 days? What am I going to go to after 3 days? You know, the house was right on the street right down there. It just, you know, so, you know, charity starts at home. Is basically what I'm saying. You got to help at home, man. You got to help at home first before you can put pockets anywhere else. Help at home and, you help yourself. You put money into yourself. When you get them trade lines, the same thing. Put money into yourself. Put money into learning. Put money into buying into stuff that's going to help you improve for yourself and your family. Quit buying into other people's stuff. Quit buying into other things. Yeah, buy into yourself. So if you get trade lines for your business, spend money with them every month. Don't be like some clients, the guy, they don't spend money. They just got their stuff spending there, and they just still going to Walmart, still going to these other places, but you're not spending money where it counts, where it's going to help benefit you, your business, and your family. And that's what you got to do your spend your money with and do your business with. People understand that. You feel me? So people understand that money talks, and that's what you need to understand. Hey, your money talks, and, you know, you need to do it right. So that's what it's about. I thank y'all for sliding through. Going to slide through again, hopefully same time, same place tomorrow sometime. It fluctuates every other day. Depends on what's going on. If I get up early enough, I'll have enough time based on what's going on. But just try to give you the news you can use. Just remember now, y'all want that business package, man. I got a package, man, $299. It's a $299. It's a $500 package, and it's really cut in half almost. It's a $299 package. To put the trade lines, to put the trade lines on for your business so you can get business funded. That's what it's going to cost you, $299. If you got a business, I'm going to put the lines on there for you to get funded. All you got to do is go spend money with the people they're going to report. I'm going to get you credit. You don't have to worry about having no credit. I'm going to have vendors for you that's going to give you what you need for your business at 30-day WAP. They're just going to give it to you. All you got to do is be able to go push it. What better than all you got to do is go push the work? They're going to give you the work. I'm going to put the companies on there that's going to give you the credit. They'll give you the work. All you got to do is go push it. And by pushing it, meaning that you got to spend a little dough with them. They're going to give you a credit line, spend a little dough with them so they can report it. If you keep doing that, what I put on there is going to double and triple in no time, and you're going to be going to get fleets. You'll be having gas cars. You know, my nonprofit got 12,000 in gas cars. Hey, got 12,000 in gas cars. Got trucks and everything. Yeah, so you have gas cards in your pocket, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, different vendors. So that's what we want to get y'all up to speed. So go to LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com and leave your information for that. That's what we're going to hook you up. You could go to Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group, too, and leave a contact. Anywhere we at, you can leave a contact about, hey, you want to get that $299 package for the trade lines for your business put on, and we'll put them on there. and we go from there. All right. And any other consultations, anything you want, then you can subscribe to our membership, and then we got a membership set up, and you have to call and inquire about that in private. A membership set up where you pay a yearly fee, and then we coach you through your portfolio, the things that you need done. As new things advance, as we learn new techniques, new things advance, you will learn new techniques and grow. So that's a benefit of paying for that membership fee. So, like I said, that trade line package is really $5.99. It's on sale for $2.99, and usually it's you get it for $2.99 when you become a member. Okay, when you become a member with a yearly fee. So it's on sale right now for $2.99. Don't forget to tap in with us and ask and inquire about that. So, like I said, it don't might not seem like nothing to you, but it is. The vendors are the ones who do all the reporting to the business bureaus. The vendors, the people who are giving you the products, they don't want to do the reporting who the credit bureaus, business credit bureaus depend on to report your business activity. So that's how that goes. Okay, so, man, like I said, man, you've been on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, man. I be looking for y'all, man. I hear y'all. I see you peeking, but you ain't speaking, man. I hear a lot of y'all, you know, peeking and speaking, man, but you ain't tapping in, man. You ain't trying to get in on the .com, man, leave the information and get in. And you need a paper, what you need, man. It's a small fee. Man, it's a small fee, man, to get on and to learn, man. It's somebody to be advisor in your corner, man. When you have good people and advisor, good places where you can go get information, that's so useful, so helpful. So with that, like I said, I leave y'all with peace and love. Thank y'all. Come again. Talk to y'all soon. You've been on the Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey. Peace. You got all the world. You got everything.